Well, it's a thriller on Saturday night. As I said to you early this morning, Bucks, it was the hardest watch from a Melbourne supporter for a long, long time. But they got there in the end. Jake Lever was pivotal in it. He joins us this morning. Jakey, how was your heart going towards the end?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I was very similar, mate. I was super, super nervous. In the end, I thought we'd actually ran out of time because it seemed like there was about a minute left for about 5 minutes when Kerno kicked that goal, and then he took that mark on the half-back flank for them. I was a bit shattered, but so credit to the boys. We were in that situation the week before and we didn't perform the way that we wanted to. And it's funny, we spoke as a footy club that this opportunity was going to come, and it literally came 8 days later. Mm. So I'm super proud of the boys.
And the feeling after the game, Jake, obviously you've been there, done that, and the run to get to the 21 flag was exceptional. But you need to come back around again. So to have the validation of being able to beat an opponent who was up and about on the night and then to best them when it mattered most, what do you take from that going into, you know, the next 6 weeks?
Yeah, I think it's super important. And for us, we really value those type of games, and we understand that this time of year you're going to be in a lot of those games. So for us, I thought the week before against Collingwood, we did a lot of stuff right. I think we won the inside 50, sort of, it was like 65 to 40. So when you play that way and you lose, you come away with a bit of taste in your mouth. But for us to be able to grind out that win, and as you said, win like that and win against a side that they were playing really well on the night. And, you know, a couple of weeks before, they might not have been their best form, but throughout the middle of the year, Carlton were one of the informed sides of the competition. So we knew that they were going to give their best, and for us to perform like the way that we did and come out with a win, it was a very enjoyable moment after the game, that's for sure.
The messages from most of the leadership in the playing group is that you're playing the way that you want to play. You're playing the front half football that you've been looking for the majority of the year. You're turning the ball over closer to your goals. It's just that you're not sort of connecting when you go back inside, or you're not getting much scoring power from that. Do you believe that you're setting the game up the way you want to set up, and it's just a matter of time for that connection to come?
Yeah, I think so, Bucks. I think for us, we do want to play a front half game, but that's not to say that every single other club want to do the exact same thing. So it's a battle of which game style is going to, you know, be pivotal on the night, and then which is going to work out. So for us, we understand that our forward connection isn't at our absolute best right now. But I think that the tables will turn eventually if we keep playing the right way. As I said, when you win the forward half game and you know, win the inside 50 count, you win the game most of the time. But for us, that forward connection is still a work in progress. And I know that the forwards get a bit of flack sometimes, but for us, we just believe so much in them. And there's been a little bit of a different mix down there, like guys like Jake Melksham being able to come in and play a role. It's pretty important.
Hey, the final play of which you got involved and you went inside, I mean, how much of it was predetermined? How much planning went into it? Looked like you're trying to clear out some players and get it back inside. I mean, can you talk us through that?
Funny. I think a few blokes asked me if I deliberately meant to kick it into the middle of the ground. And it's funny, I think the education for, and it's for us, but it's for most AFL clubs now, that when you do get a lead, it seems to be that you need to come from behind. The opposition put a lot of numbers back. And for us, we knew that Carlton were going to do that. And we just had to find our numbers and find those spare players. So wherever they were, we just had to try and get the ball in the middle of the ground. And in the end, it works. If it doesn't, I think you'd be probably having a different conversation. But I think it's just important that in those moments, to be able to think clearly and then execute is so important. And I thought that even the ability for Jaden Hunt's kick, probably anyone else would have been able to, you know, kick it down there and it would have went towards the forward pocket. The ability for him to bring it across his body and put it in a very, very dangerous spot, it allows you know, Cozzy to be able to do what he does and finish off the game. But, yeah, it's funny. We had a completely different experience the week before where we couldn't execute in the moment. And so to be able to do that, I think that I was just so proud of everyone involved in that moment. And, yeah, as I said, it's funny that we spoke about it the week before and it came 8 days later.
Well, you did it beautifully. And all that mattered was the result. Now you're going up to Brisbane with top four in your own hands, which is where you need to be. So appreciate your time, mate, and good luck.
Thank you very much, guys.
Jake Lever, super organised.